September 3, 1927. Until the soul lets the divine will reign, she will always be unhappy and restless. Diversity of martyrdom of soul and of body. I was crossing the sea of light of the divine fiat, following its acts, and, oh, how I comprehended that all good is in it. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, until the creature comes to letting my divine will reign within her, she will be always unhappy, always restless, because as good, holy, learned and rich as she may be, she will feel within herself that she lacks the fullness of happiness and the sea of peace, which are such that from no side may she be disturbed or her happiness broken. So, she can only be happy by half, and her peace will be halved. And because it is not whole, the half that she lacks will keep the way open to bring unhappiness and disturbance. See, this happens also in the natural order. Someone is rich, he lacks nothing, he possesses his 10, 20 millions or billions, but knowing that he could acquire more and be even richer, he feels restless, unhappy, and as though putting his riches aside, he is all foot, all works, all words, all eyes for the other riches he would like to acquire. Poor one, how can he be happy, peaceful, if he lacks the source of goods which says to him, rest, everything is yours, and everything you want is in your power. Someone else is king, but how much unhappiness under that crown, fear of losing his kingdom, hopes and yearnings to acquire more kingdoms, to rule over the whole world at the cost of wars. So, possessing a kingdom is nothing other than an open way to render the poor king unhappy and restless. A third one is learned, but not possessing all the sciences, knowing that he could possess more, he does not rest, nor does he feel happy and peaceful. How many times, before someone else who is more learned than he feels humiliated, and feels the unhappiness caused by his lacking the fullness of sciences? Now, the same happens in the supernatural order. Someone is good, but he does not feel within himself that he possesses the source of goodness, because he feels that on some occasions his patience is weak, his firmness and good is intermittent, his charity is very often limping, his prayer is inconstant. This renders him unhappy, restless, because he sees that his happiness is not whole, it is as though halved, and the other half which is missing serves to torture him and make him unhappy. Poor one, how clearly it shows that he lacks the kingdom of my divine will. In fact, if it were raining in him, he would possess the source of goodness, which will say to him, rest, everything is in your power, source of patience, of firmness, of charity, of prayer. And feeling the source within himself, he would feel the sea of happiness and of peace extend inside and outside of himself, and unhappiness and restlessness would no longer find the way to enter into him. Someone else is holy, but on some circumstances he does not feel within himself the source of holiness, the light which makes one know everything, which points everything out to him, the road and the happiness. The knowledge of God is not full, the heroism of the virtues vacillate in him. So, with all his holiness he is not happy, nor peaceful, because since the total dominion of my divine fiat is missing, he lacks the source of the light which eclipses the seed of all evils and substitutes it with the source of happiness and of peace. This is why until creatures let my divine will reign, in the world there will be not even the idea, nor the true knowledge of what true peace and fullness of happiness mean. All things, however good and holy, will not have their fullness, because since the dominion and the reigning of my supreme volition is missing, that which communicates the source of all happinesses is missing, which is a spring, and therefore one can take from it whatever he wants and however he wants it. This is the reason for all my cares that my will be known and form its kingdom in the midst of creatures, because I want to see them happy, and of that happiness with which I issued them in creating them and they were delivered from the womb of their Creator, who possesses all possible imaginable happinesses. After this, I was following the holy divine will, and feeling myself without my sweet Jesus, I was raving, for I wanted the one who, making me agonize, was making me experience the hardest martyrdom, such that I could endure no more. And my always lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, the martyrdom of the soul is greater, more noble, and contains a value so great that, compared to that of the body, oh, how this one remains behind. The martyrdom of the body is limited, it is small before that of the soul. The soul is light, while the body is matter. And as the body is martyred, the blood which it sheds does not expand, does not refuse far away, but wets only that little space of earth on which it finds itself. Therefore, its effects are limited and circumscribed to places, to time and to people. On the other hand, that of the soul is light, and when this light is filtered, placed under a press, the light diffuses, it rises, it extends more and more. Who can restrict and circumscribe the light of the sun? No one. Who can ever prevent its solar rays from investing the entire earth and make its heat felt by all? No one. There's no power against the light, there are no weapons that can wound it and kill it. All powers together are powerless against the light, whether they want it or not, they are forced to give it its course and let themselves be invested by it. And if anyone, taken by madness, should think of stopping it, with the power that is all its own and natural for it, the light would laugh at him and, winning, would spray him with more light. Now, the soul is more than sun, and when she suffers my privation, as she goes around and is crushed under its press, so many more rays does she acquire, to extend and expand more. And since this is a pain of a divine life, by doing the divine will, in this martyrdom the soul offers the most beautiful act, and her light extends so much, that no one can reach her, because it is a divine will that enters into this martyrdom, caused by the privation of your Jesus. Matter does not enter at all into this martyrdom, but everything is light, light is your Jesus, light is my will, light is your soul. And they form such an enchantment of light, that heaven and earth are invested by it, bringing the benefit of the heat and of the light to all. Therefore, the martyrdom of the body is nothing compared to this.